let's gather them all up. Kin folks, in-laws, all your friends. It's time for Jamming and Joining with JR again, and we're glad you're joining us. Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning. I'm J.R. Smith, your host for Jamming and Joining with J.R. And last week, my guest got ill, and we ran in a recorded show. And now you're going to have a double shot of Charles Maxwell because he was the recorded show last week. And we've got him in here with his guitar, sure enough, live this time. Charles.
Good afternoon, JR. It's a pleasure to be back here in your studio. And it's a really great pleasure to be back here with your fans. And I know everybody really loves the shows that you put on, and especially your live music programs. And well, I'm just glad to be here and glad to be with you and ride this hour out. And we're going to go through some really good material. And this program is Jacking and Joining, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to do some join too. And I've been here most of my life, Alpine, and have a few perspectives on our beautiful, beautiful city.
Well, and you've been here before, you know the drill. We try to pay a bill or two, so let's give those folks a shot. Need a gift? AllPecans.com. Guests coming, entertaining? AllPecans.com. Watching the ball game? AllPecans.com. Appreciating a customer? AllPecans.com. No hassle gift shipping? AllPecans.com. Davis Mountain Nut Company, Fort Davis, Texas, 800-895-2101, 432-426-2182. Customers say they're the best in the country. 12 flavors on the coffee table or the counter? AllPecans.com. Have you found the great homemade vittles at Rue? Grab-and-go hot specials. They'll smell and look so good, you want to start eating before you leave the parking lot. Fresh and homemade, better than mama's. Open 11 to 6, Monday through Saturday. 1055 West Avenue E, across from the dollar store going west. Spot the Rue sign on the right with the bright building outside, tables and chairs. 512-217-2437 for curbside pickup. Kellogg Food Truck, a Far West Texas legend. Born from the love of food and community, Cow Dog is a local favorite. Enjoy unique flavors and styles of hot dogs. As covered by Day Tripper, it's the best hot dog experience for those that love a dash of happiness, community, and all toppings. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Located in downtown Alpine. Hooray for happiness of hot dogs. Well, we tried to get you last week, and that's why we played a recorded show that we had done previously of you, and I would have liked to have been with you last week. Tell folks where you were last week.
Well, I was over at Rockport on the coast and Port Aransas, and that's two of my really favorite spots on Earth, and when you pull out on that beach, that's a really good feeling, and the sea breeze never stops, and the water's wonderful, and the people are there to have a good time, and they're all happy.
Yes.
Happy people.
I've been down there several times myself. I've fished out of there, and I have always eaten well while I was down there. The food is fantastic.
It is. It is. It's a wonderful place, and it has an amazing amount of tourists that go through there, and they work very hard, and they do a really great job to accommodate the thousands and thousands of people that come to their place to enjoy it. And also, I'll say this also, the people of Port Aransas are pretty, pretty laid back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what are you going to do first for us, Charles?
Well, I was gonna say, you know, one thing I would like to mention Alpine, and I would like to mention the area here that we live in. We talked about tourists, and so what you come to in the tourist is how you look at them, how you look at them, and how your instant heart perceives them, right?
Right.
I got a story. Okay. My son brought me a baby bird. This bird is 1 day old. And I thought, oh my God, there's no way this bird's going to live.
Yeah.
And so he said, Dad, can you help it? What do you say? Yes, sir.
Try.
I can do it. So I start feeding the bird, and I have no hope for the bird, but yeah. I'm feeding it anyway, and I'm giving it energy, and the bird starts perking up, you know, and the bird's like, okay, this is going to be all right. It's the same way with people. You give them some food, you give them some energy, a big smile, and it goes so far. And one thing I'll say about Alpine, Texas, we have come so far in our accommodating people and our sharing and loving for our neighbors. And I love this place. This song is called Thank You Girl. Think I'll go down to the river, get some mud between my toes, watch that red sun set and the blue moon come and go. I wanna thank you, girl, for giving me this loving state of mind. Oh, that pretty little girl sits by the river, think about you dang near all the time. When the sun's shining down, makes the sweat roll down my back. When the heat's rolling round, you know I don't look back, cause that pretty little girl sits by the river, think about you dang near all the time. I wanna thank you, girl, for giving me this loving state of mind. I ain't got no worries, got no trouble on my mind. I got green grass at the river, loving all the time. Ooh, that pretty little girl sits by the river, think about you dang near all the time. I want to thank you, girl, for giving me this loving state of mind. Oh, that pretty little girl sits by the river. Oh, that pretty little girl sits by the river. Oh, that pretty little girl sits by the river. Oh, that pretty little girl. I want to thank you, girl, for giving me this loving state of mind.
And that's a Charles Maxwell original.
And that song is from our No Man's Land CD.
Alrighty. Well, and you told me a little earlier that Ted had a little problem with his recording board, but that's the fix is on the way, and y'all have got some recording to do.
Well, you know, Ted is a genius.
And you hear that, Ted?
I'm not kidding about that.
Yeah.
He fixes things, makes them work. Music, he can piece together the most amazing thing that you think will never happen. But he does it.
Well, you're going to have to kidnap him and get him up here, too, sometime. I know he doesn't like to go north.
Well, it's, you know, he has a lot of There's other people use that studio besides me. You know,
sure.
It's got folks in it right now, you know, that are wondering how it's going to work out. And he'll do really good. And when you walk into the studio, there's a big display of recordings that Ted's done. Walls.
A whole wall.
All these people that he's recorded. Anyway, I'm so graciously grateful for his expertise in his part in my life.
Well, he's got a lot of talent, and he was up here once before with you, and that was a great show, and you're just going to have to twist his arm sometime.
You know, JR, I would like to mention that here in Alpine, Texas, never before in the history, in the whole history of Alpine, has there been so many great musicians.
Oh, this is the music headquarters of, I like to say Texas, but people in Austin get upset about that, but we're the music capital of West Texas.
That's for sure. Yeah, and the people in Austin, they'll get over it.
And you know what? I can't hear their grumbling from here, so.
Well, you know, here's the beautiful thing about it, JR, is Austin is refined. They have their music programs. They have their, they're really slick. They pay a certain amount. They just da-da-da. And there's creativity, but there's so many people there.
Sure.
What we have here is a really bare scape to create your music in. You can really open up your mind and write some good material, and you can sit with your guitar on the patio, and there's no other sound, right? But you can learn to play your guitar
and let
it's
it flow.
It's a beautiful thing. And so we have that, and when we look around us, JR, there's maybe a couple groups in Fort Stockton. There's plenty in El Paso, a couple in Pecos, that's it. Terlingua's got a bunch, but they're included with us.
Sure.
They're desert pickers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What you got?
I would like to play a song that I wrote it some years ago, and I never tracked it in the studio. But I it seemed like now is the right time for it.
It's overdue.
Okay. And this song is, this is called Jesse. It's a love song, JR, but it's a love of life song.
Well, this is good country to write one in.
I've been thinking about the time, all the things we got in life, the way the world is shaping up today. Jesse, things are taking shape, and I've been trying to relate. We should get together some way. Jesse, you know I've been thinking about leaving. These ways I've come to know is commonplace. Just to be a child again, be reborn in love again, with harmony and peace all around me. Jesse, I read the things they wrote about the wheel and the spoke. I can see you as the hub of the world today. Oh, Jesse, things are taking shape, and I've been wanting to relate. We should get together today. And just you know, I've been thinking about leaving. These ways I've come to know as commonplace. Just to be a child again, be reborn in love again, with harmony and peace all around me. Oh, Jesse, these days ain't the same. There's everything to gain and nothing to lose but the way we've been.
Well, I'd say it's time to get that in the studio, Charles.
Well, I think that's a good idea, JR.
Mighty fine. Well, have you been spending a lot of time riding, or did you ride any at all while you were down on the coast?
I did, JR. I have a song that I'm not really ready to throw out there right now, but it's called Take a Ride.
Okay.
Take a Ride on the Wild Side. And so
never been there, Charles. How do you know about that?
we'll hear it in September when we get it.
Okay.
Slapped down.
All right. Mighty fine. Well, have you been hiding in the woods playing this guitar that's got camo on it?
It does, JR. This is my very famous or favorite guitar that I play on the stage, because many things happen on the stage. There's a lot of people up there. There's a lot of cable up there.
Uh-huh.
The temperature's hot, and people are kicking drinks around, and you're... $3,000 Martin is going to fall over and crack. This guitar doesn't have any wood in it. It's a carbon composite.
Yeah,
it's a really beautiful guitar, and it has a wonderful sound. I mean, I don't know what you hear in your radio, but I hope it sounds good to you, and I hope it inspires you to play guitar. I'm not the best guitar picker in the world, but I got enough of it to get my songs out, and I know what I want it to sound like.
Well, that's the key. That's what makes a good guitar, is somebody that has it in their hand. So let's have another song. We've jawed enough. We can jam some.
Well, why don't we take one of these off the track, JR, if you will.
Okay.
And there was one I was...
tell Ryan what he's looking for, and he'll find it.
There's a song called Where the Eagle Flies Alone. And I wrote that song some years ago, and we were living down on the river, and I just realized that the strength that you get from that solitude is, you look up and here goes an eagle, right?
Right.
He's not looking for nobody. He doesn't know where the store is. The only thing he's looking for is a jackrabbit or coyote, you know.
Or a fish that's too close to the top of the water.
But here's a song that says how our strength is, where the eagle flies alone. Mm-hmm.
sweet September morning, brought in love by a man and a woman who gave their life to make a home. Take my life down to the river, where those free, free winds blow. Sing my song about my homeland, where the sweet waters roll. Take my song, take my river, and pass it on along the road. I sing my songs about heaven, where the eagle flies alone.
I've seen two bald eagles since I've been here in the last 18 years, and used to be a lot more of them around here, but we sure like seeing them when we get a chance.
I don't know. I used to see them a lot between Alpine and Fort Davis.
Well, that's where I saw one in a tree overlooking that little body of water before you get to Calamity Creek Ranch.
Yeah.
He was sitting there watching it. And then the other was over close to the Davis Mountains. He had spotted him a jackrabbit in the field and flew over a little car I was driving with a moonroof, and I got a good look at him. But have you got a good spiritual song or something you could do for Sandy?
I believe I do, JR. I have a collection of spiritual songs that I keep in my brain in alphabetical order.
Okay.
And this song, I picked it up somewhere. I didn't write it. And I'm not sure who wrote the song, but there was a Indian man. His name was Krishna Das. That I heard him play the song.
Okay.
And I picked it up from him.
All right.
There are some places I may not go. There are some things that I may not know. But one thing for sure, I feel in my soul, my God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Hearty love, pure love, my God is real. My God is real, real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Ah, His love for me shines like pure gold. And my God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. My God is real. My God is real. Love in my soul. My God is real. Ooh, ooh, real in my soul.
Well, it's a basic old gospel song that I love the way you sing it, and it's been around a lot longer than we have, but that arrangement just really gives me chills.
Thank you very much, JR. It's my pleasure to present it on your show.
Well, tell you what, it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio, Charles. And folks, you know now, you can go to any podcast venue. This show will be up after 5 o'clock tomorrow evening, and you can listen to them anytime, anywhere in the world, Spotify or Google, any podcast venue. And, of course, you can stream Jammin' and Jawin' with JR at 4:05 p.m. on Thursday, 8 p.m. on Friday evening, 10:05 on Saturday morning, all Central Standard Time. Click on BigBenRadio.com and the KALP 92.7 FM icon, and you can listen to Jammin' and Jawin' with JR. And you just have to look on the podcast, look for Charles Maxwell after tomorrow, anytime, and you can find it on a podcast. So what do you still have you can pull out of your hat for us, Charles?
Oh, I got I wear a pretty good-sized hat.
When you talk about pulling a rabbit out of a hat, there's a lot of the younger folks today don't have a clue what that means.
Steve Fromholtz wrote a song called The Man in the Big Hat's Buying. I always like that. I wanna play another spiritual type song. And this song was I co-author it with my friend, the late Kelly Cargo from Fort Davis, Texas. Okay. And we wrote this song in the 70s. And it was on an album called Sower.
Okay.
That we released to with Trinity Records in L.A. And
I can faintly remember the 70s.
Huh?
I can remember the 70s.
That's blurry, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But most things are blurry after a day or two. Mother, tell me what the father knows. Mother, tell me what he knows. Well, I don't know if I can make it anymore. I don't know if I can even up the score about you, without you, come to me. Father, tell me about Mother Earth. Father, tell me, were we really made from dirt? Well, I don't know if I can make it there again. I don't know if I'll ever make it there again. To the edge of the desert, where my work stops, yours begins. Let me in. Let me in. Let me in. Let me in. I've been through a rainy season. Well, I walked outside today. The sun was shining. I may lose it all tomorrow. Right now I'll walk down by the water. Take the river home. Come to me. Talk to me. Like an angel, be my friend. Come when I need to fly away. Like an angel back to sea. Ooh, come to me. Like an angel. Talk to me. Like an angel. Come to me like an angel. Just be my friend. Ooh. Just be my friend. Like an angel. Talk to me. Talk to me. Like an angel, talk to me. Ooh, like an angel. Like an angel. Talk to me.
Well, it's gonna be tough to beat what we've been hearing so far, but can you dig deep and find us a good climax you can throw at us?
Well, you just got to need to beat it, get a stick.
Oh.
I do. And I have it on this list here.
Okay.
But I have to dig it out.
Just
maybe I do.
Thumb through the pages and find the right one. And folks, you do know, like we've said earlier, you can catch us on any of your major podcast venues, Spotify or Google. Go to Jammin' and Join, and you'll see the names of the different stars that we have had on our show. And you can pick which ones you want to listen to, or go right ahead and listen to all of them. That's okay, too. And if you got time, that will work. And stream us on BigBenRadio.com and click on the KALP 92.7 FM icon, 4:05 p.m. Thursday, 8 p.m. Friday, 10:05 a.m. on Saturday morning. And that is all Central Standard Times because, well, like some of the fellows on the folks on the show, that during the pandemic, when they were going to call in and you tell them what time, they found out that they weren't on Central Standard Time, and they would miss the mark. But dang. What have you got now, Charles?
Well, I wanted to say a couple things first, JR. I know that our time is rambling on, but I want to emphasize that my appreciation for your show. You've been going on for a while now, and you've had lots of musicians sit in this chair while I'm sitting and their phones are ringing.
I'm sorry. Thought I killed that thing.
Don't you love it?
Well,
anyway,
I took it to the shop because when you put it on silent, it's still making noise. And well, they tried to fix that today.
It wants to be heard.
Okay.
I appreciate your show. And you've been running for a few years. And the people that have sat in these chairs are really great musicians, and they put out their songs over your airwaves and KVLF, and we're really appreciative, as one would say, of the management and the ownership of KVLF. Martin does a great job, and we're thankful. It could be a different way, but it's not, and I think the people here are striving to make a little difference, you know. And for my music, on Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, Carlos Maxwell will get you into all of our CDs, and Ted Arbogast. You can put in either one of those names. You're going to arrive at some albums, and they got a lot of really nice songs on them that we don't have time or opportunity to play here, and some great musicianship. And also in this community, there's folks that have some really great recordings and are actually really great musicians. And
that's what's wonderful about Alpine.
Yeah, we're appreciative of the Swifts and Texas Sage and all those people. Another thing I would like to mention is the going away of Richard Fallon. And R.C. Toler's here, but all that stuff goes back a long ways. And Richard Fallon and R.C. Toler were the promoters of bands that came through here, and in years later, they became mega hits. And I opened for bands in his beer joint, and later on they went somewhere else. I stayed in Alpine.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, and these people are Neil Trammell, and what a great band he has, and Rick Ruiz.
Yes.
Steady Picker. They're out there in the nighttime. They're playing, Steve and Debo and Roland Rollins. I don't know if you've seen her show or not.
Oh yes, we've had them in here once and trying to get them back.
Yeah, well you should. because it's a lot of fun. And anyway, these are the people that I personally like to talk to. I like to hang my hat with them. And you know, I urge Alpine to promote them, because they do something that's really special. They do something that not everybody can do.
And we've got great live music venues in Alpine that a lot of places don't have.
We do, JR. And also, there's a lot of pickers out there that I don't know their names. I've never heard them play, but occasionally, I know probably at the Cowboy Church, there's some really good music going on there.
Oh, we've got a great band there.
Yeah, and that's really good. And we've got the Big Bend Bluegrass Association.
Yes, we do.
You know,
and we got a Bluegrass Festival coming again in October.
We do. We got Viva Big Bend with Stuart Ramser coming up in July.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so fortunate to be able to play in that festival for many years now.
Wonderful.
And that's kind of a picture of Alpine. It's not a stationary place.
No.
It was at one time. And I'll tell you one thing, JR. There was a time in this village that the city fathers could not understand why a tourist would want to come to Alpine.
Well, thank goodness we are past that. So
we sure hope so.
All righty. Well,
we're doing good. You know, one more thing I want to mention. Sure. I don't know how much time we got here, JR. What do you, JR, you're a knowledgeable man and a man of this community. What do you think of our firestorm downtown?
Well, bad situations I always look at as an opportunity. We've got a key place on the main street downtown that could be anything wonderful that we want to make it.
That's exactly right. And it could, hopefully, people with dreamers will take it over and
right.
build a beautiful, beautiful thing for the people of Alpine and for the people who come to Alpine to share with us from places they have been.
Right.
Do we have time for a tune? Short one?
Go ahead.
Well, the engineer says yes. I'll do a short one. This is a song about the river. I can tell where you've been from the calm that's within and the faces you don't try to hide. For the love you've got within is flowing again. You've been listening to the river again. I can see you've been to the river. I can tell by the love in your eye. All becomes a part of a path with a heart. If you only want to come alive. And when you don't know where to go, take the lonesome river road. When you can't see the way, just go on. For the key to understand, you're holding in your hands, and lonesome turns to love in your eyes. And I can see you've been to the river. I can tell by the love in your eyes. Oh, all becomes a part of a path with a part. If you only want to come alive. And I can see you've been to the river. I can tell by the love in your eyes. All becomes a part of a path with a heart. If you only want to come alive.
Well, we want to thank Carlos Maxwell, for being on Jammin' and Jawin' with JR today on KALP 92.7 FM. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you, JR. It's my pleasure to be here on the air with you and with your sponsors and your fans.
Thank you, sir. Need a gift? AllPecans.com. Guests coming, entertaining? AllPecans.com. Watching the ball game? AllPecans.com. Appreciating a customer? AllPecans.com. No hassle gift shipping? AllPecans.com. Davis Mountain Nut Company, Fort Davis, Texas, 800-895-2101, 432-426-2182. Customers say they're the best in the country. 12 flavors on the coffee table or the counter? AllPecans.com. Have you found the great homemade vittles at Rue? Grab-and-go hot specials. They'll smell and look so good, you want to start eating before you leave the parking lot. Fresh and homemade, better than mama's. Open 11 to 6, Monday through Saturday, 1055 West Avenue E, across from the dollar store going west. Spot the Rue sign on the right with the bright building outside, tables and chairs. 512-217-2437 for curbside pickup. Kellogg Food Truck, a Far West Texas legend. Born from the love of food and community, Cow Dog is a local favorite. Enjoy unique flavors and styles of hot dogs. As covered by Day Tripper, it's the best hot dog experience for those that love a dash of happiness, community, and all toppings. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Located in downtown Alpine. Hooray for happiness of hot dogs.